Hello, my name is Callie. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No, ma'am.
Okay. How can I help you then?
I wanted to just get your guidance on whether you think I should go for a COVID test or not. Can you help me with that?
Yes, ma'am.
Maybe. I don't know. I just wanted to see what you thought. About 3 months ago, I did have COVID, and I came through it fine. But recently, a coworker, about 2 weeks ago, her father tested positive for COVID. So she quarantined for about a week, came back the beginning of this week, and today she called me to told me she tested positive. And I don't really work, we work together, but I'm not like with around her for 15 minutes at a time.
Okay.
But, you know, just being in a close area with all, you know, some contact, and with her not having symptoms and then testing positive, I wasn't really sure what to do.
Okay. Have you had any type of symptoms, fever, chills, cough, shortness of breath, difficulty breathing, fatigue, muscle or body aches, any headaches, any new loss of taste or smell? You have a sore throat, congestion, a runny nose, nausea, vomiting?
Not yet.
Okay, so you still feel completely normal, pretty much?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, well, the symptoms can appear 2 to 14 days after exposure to the virus.
Yes, ma'am.
So, with you not having any symptoms right now, and if you said you're not really around her too much, especially not for 15 minutes or more,
right.
I would say for right now, you would be okay.
Okay.
But if you even if you just think about it too much and you, because we all do
exactly.
It. But even if you start
we all do.
Yes, even if you start coughing a little bit more than you normally do, if you have more headaches or more severe headaches that's not normal for you or anything like that, I would definitely go and get tested. But the symptoms would not appear until 2 to 14 days after exposure to the virus.
Right. Yeah, that's such a long period of time.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Well, that's kind of what I thought, but I just wanted to get confirmation on it from somebody who knows about it much better than I do. So.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I'm glad I could help. And if you need any more help, you can always visit cdc.gov or adph.org.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Well, I sure do appreciate your help.
It wasn't a problem. Thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
Okay, same to you. Thanks again.
Yes, ma'am.
Bye-bye.